Good afternoon. My name is Sheriff Ed Garrison.
Can you spell that, please, Sheriff?
Can I what?
Could you spell your last name, please, for the record?
Good God, they don't teach you kids nothing, do they? It's G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Just like it sounds. I'll be reading the short statements, then I suppose I'll take a couple questions, if y'all have any. On April 4 of this year, this office received a missing persons report for one Gregory Michael Carlson of Atlanta, Georgia. The report was filed by Mr. Carlson's wife, Stacy, who claimed that her husband disappeared while searching an abandoned radio transmitter station on Route 271. Our investigation of the scene revealed no signs of a struggle, no signs of abduction, and very little physical evidence to even indicate that Mr. Carlson had been at the scene. Upon further questioning of Mrs. Carlson, her behavior became erratic and hostile. She indicated that she no longer required police assistance, and so we considered the matter closed. 1 week ago, we received a second missing persons report, this one for Reed Singer, the rock and roll musician formerly of the group Body Wax. Mr. Singer had been in the area to interview Mrs. Carlson for his internet radio show, This Hollow Earth. Mr. Singer was last seen with Mrs. Carlson leaving the Wichita Roadhouse the night of June 15, then entering his hotel with her later that same night. After an exhaustive search of additional hotels and hospitals in this and neighboring counties, I am pleased to report that Mr. Singer has been located. He has voluntarily checked himself into the Corinthian Valley Treatment Center for a 90-day program for alcohol addiction. He thanks everyone for their support and concern and asks that we respect his privacy at this time. That's about it. Unless you folks got questions for me.
What about Stacy Carlson?
What about her?
Has she been found?
Nobody's reported her missing, son, so I haven't gone looking for her.
The last time she was seen was at Mr. Singer's hotel, correct?
Like I say, I don't know. Nobody's asked me to find her, so I haven't checked. If you want to file a report, feel free. Hell, you're already here.
Sheriff Garrison, Julie Stoppard, Eyewitness News. Who reported Reed Singer missing?
It was an anonymous tip received over our website. Fella says he's a friend of Mr. Singer's and they've got this long-standing arrangement. If they don't hear from each other every 3 days, they're supposed to assume something's happened. So he did the right thing and called the police.
Do you always investigate anonymous internet tips?
That's our job, miss.
When did you last speak to Reed Singer?
Well, I haven't actually talked to him. They've got sort of a no visitors policy at the rehab center.
So how do you know he's there?
We've got copies of his signature from when he checked himself in. And his management faxed over his statement thanking everybody for being so nice. He's there. Don't go making more out of this than there is.
Reed Singer hasn't had management since he left Body Wax. He's been independent for a few years now.
Do I look like I follow the music industry? Maybe he just got himself a new manager and just didn't tell y'all. You ever think of that?
Are you continuing your search for Greg Carlson?
Officially, the Carlson case, the Greg Carlson case, is still open. But unless we get new leads or Mrs. Carlson agrees to assist us again, it is a very low priority. Look, the point is that the Carlson case and the Singer case are completely unrelated. It's just a coincidence that Singer happened to be down here talking to Mrs. Carlson and then dropped off the radar himself for a few days. He's a rock star. I guess these guys do things like that. Hotel's lucky he didn't toss a TV out the window. But he's not missing no more, and I'm sure the second he gets out of that place, he'll talk all your damn ears off about every single last one of the 12 steps he's stepping through, okay? Till then, stop printing these Bermuda Triangle of Texas stories. That's just a bunch of bullspit. Lofgren County is a good place. It's a quiet place. It's a safe place. We don't have no chainsaw killers or haunted radio stations or armed militia cults like they did down in Waco. We do have some damn good bars, though. And that's what happened to your rock star. You found that out the hard way. That's it. Thanks for coming out, folks.
Sheriff.
Sheriff, one more question. Can Stacy corroborate Reed's whereabouts? Who's treating him?
Was Stacy having an affair with Reed?
I said that's it. I'm done. I ain't saying no more.